Welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. I'm Paul Dottino. He's David Deal. The Giants are coming off of a bye week. So at what point in the week does it really get serious and focused again, David?
Well, I think it really gets focused once you come back into this building on a Monday, because you spend the weekend watching games, seeing what happens in the rest of the division. But you understand, once you get back in this building, you've got six games left. You're the ones who are responsible for what happens next. But the biggest thing is, you understand how important it is to get back and start fast so that there's no lull off of the bye week.
You know, when you talk about the importance of this game, the Giants are 5-5 all alone in the NFC East. But a loss to the Redskins on Sunday would give them three in the division.
And we've talked about this entire year, Paul. You cannot rely on other teams to do your work for you. The Giants are right now sitting at the top, and they can control their entire destiny moving forward here. So to go to Washington, who's played very well at home, to get this win would be huge, not only for the confidence of this team, but obviously for the division.
We got a familiar face here back at the Giants facility, and it's time for our Geico recap. 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on auto insurance. That guy is Hakeem Nicks, 2 1,000-yard receiving seasons with the Giants before he spent a year with the Colts, and now he's back.
I think Coach said it the best during the press conference show. They want to see where he is this week. He's going to be running scout team. He's going to be getting reps. But the biggest thing is the learning curve. How quickly will he be able to pick up this Ben McAdoo offense? Because it is a lot different from the Kevin Gilbride offense that he ran while he was a New York Giant.
You know, one thing I think people have to understand is that his chemistry with Eli, that doesn't go away. That pack shoulder throw is going to be there all day.
Oh, that's one of the best things that he brings, is that ability to make that big play in the end zone and the confidence that Eli Manning has in him. So that's the biggest reason that it is an advantage for the New York Giants to have a familiar face back like Hakeem Nicks.
David, let's get a look at the injury report. And quite frankly, there's still a number of guys on it, although they're getting better. You heard from Coach Coughlin, only three guys will not be available to go out to practice today. That's going to be Pugh, that's going to be Herzlich, and Richburg's actually going to try limited, so that's pretty good. But I want to talk about Larry Donnell for a second, because that neck thing's been lingering for a while.
It sure has, and it's kept him off of the football field, and it's kept another weapon for Eli Manning to have down the seams where he has been effectful. But I think the other thing that stands out to me, you've got to look at Prince and you've got to look at JT Thomas.
Yeah.
Their ability to come back this week to help this defense and to have the other cornerstone opposite DRC, that allows Steve Spagnuolo to be much more aggressive in his scheme.
And, of course, Thomas helping out that rush defense, which can always use the boost in the front seven.
No question. Not only in the rush defense, but they're going to need him to step up also in his protection skills, because they've got very effective tight end in Jordan Reed.
All right, now, when talking about the front seven, JPP, of course, is now going to be in his third game since he came back. Against the Patriots in their last effort, the Giants had 3 sacks and 5 quarterback hits. Looks like they're starting to get a little more heat.
And that's exactly what you need in Steve Spagnuolo's system. If you look back at the success that he has, it's all about affecting the quarterback. And that's what they were able to do to Tom Brady. And that is the best key to winning this game against Kirk Cousins. Carolina Panthers had 5 sacks on Kirk Cousins. They limited the run game. And that's what you need to do up against a three-step, five-step quarterback like Kirk Cousins in that play action. If you can shut him down, if you can get him off the spot, he's not the most mobile quarterback, and that's where he's going to throw those interceptions across the field.
And, David, that heat is so necessary. The Giants are still in the bottom six in passing yardage allowed per game. However, with those 14 picks, tied for second in the NFL.
Which is great, but it comes down to the pass rush, because that's your best secondary, is your ability to attack a quarterback to get him off of the spot. So that is going to be crucial for this team, and that's going to be the biggest thing that we're going to have to watch moving forward. With JPP coming back, how is it going to affect the production of other players?
Let's talk about the Giants' offense for just a second. And Eli Manning is on pace for several career highs. And, David, I don't know if some people are really recognizing how good he's been.
He's unbelievable, because if you look across the league, there's always quarterback controversies each and every week. When you're playing the New York Giants, you know Eli Manning is going to be back there. And he has always had his success in the two-minute drills when he can control things at the line of scrimmage. So now his second year in this system, the footwork down, he is in complete control of this offense. And we've seen, provided time, what he can do to opposing defenses.
And, you know, I think it's time we put away that sophomore jinx talk and about what people are going to do to take away Odell Beckham. It's not happening.
No, he's had his third straight 100-yard game against New England. But look at what it's done for other receivers. Dwayne Harris had 6 for 82. Reuben Randall, Hakeem Nicks coming in. Those are players that are going to help his production so he can create those one-on-one matchups that no defender has been able to stop yet.
It's time for our Twitter question, folks. This one comes from Jason Forbes 91. He wants to know, will the Giants shorten their running back rotation at some point this season? Now, the most carries a Giants running back has had in one game this year was Andre Williams with 14 in the first meeting against the Redskins.
That's a great question, and that's something that we've all been asking this season, because if you look at Freeman at Atlanta, 4 backs last year, he's the only back this year, and it gives that production and it allows running backs to get in a groove and get the feel of what a game really goes like. So I think moving forward here, I would much rather have a 3-back system than a 4-back.
Well, you know, if we're going to talk running game, we have to talk offensive line. Now, remember, Richburg limited today on a bad ankle. Pugh still in concussion protocol. How does that affect the team?
It greatly affects the team, because you're talking about the two guys right in the middle, down the bow of the pocket, right at Eli Manning's feet. So it's going to be very important for them to show the consistency and continue to grow. But the biggest thing, Paul, November, December, it's about running the football and wearing down defenses in the fourth quarter.
And, of course, that's also why veterans like John Jerry and Dallas Reynolds are on this roster. When we come back, we'll take a look at the challenge the Redskins provide. So stick around. We'll have more after this. And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. So on Sunday, the Giants will visit the Washington Redskins. Now, they're looking for the season sweep. And you know what? The Giants only have one division game left after this, David, Philly in the finale.
And if you think about the Washington Redskins, they actually have 4 division games left for this upcoming year. So for this game, it is very important to not rely on tiebreakers, not rely on those things. They need to take care of business themselves, because, like we've said this entire year, When we've relied on other teams to take care of our business for us, it hasn't worked out for us.
All right, and speaking about the Redskins, they got whacked by Carolina 44-16 the other day. The Panthers scored 27 points off of 5 Redskins turnovers. They're having trouble holding on to the ball.
They are having trouble holding the ball. Like I said, Kirk Cousins got sacked 5 times because they only officially rushed for 14 yards. The Carolina Panthers were able to completely shut down their running game and put it into Kirk Cousins' hands. And if you think about it defensively, they gave up 142 yards on the ground, and Carolina was 5 for 6 in the red zone. So this is a game that if the Giants' defense are able to hold up Morris and Jones at the line of scrimmage, that plays right into the favor of what Steve Spagnuolo and this defense can do.
Now, on the other side of the ledger, if you want to be optimistic for the Redskins' perspective, Cousins has won 4 in a row at home. And against the Giants earlier this year when they played at MetLife, he had one of his 3 300-yard games on the season.
I know, but once again, it goes back to the running game, and it comes down to which Kirk Cousins are you going to see? Are you going to see the one who had 22% on third down against the Carolina Panthers? Or are you going to see the one that threw for 4 touchdowns against the Saints? It all relies on that running game because we all know that Kirk Cousins is a rhythm quarterback, 3-step, 5-step. Get his foot in the ground and get rid of the ball, and they live on play action. Jay Gruden's offense isn't one that is consistently taking shots down the field because they can't win that way.
You know what's interesting, David? We all thought that they'd have this great running game 1-2 punch that you just alluded to, but yet they're only averaging 95 yards a game on the ground, and 5 times this year they've been held to less than 60 yards as a team.
And that's the biggest thing. This offensive line is still moving. They're still trying to grow. And again, that plays into the factor of the Giants' defensive line. Both of these backs are bounce backs. They're going to zone one way. They'll play back the other way. So it's going to be important for the backside of this defensive line to maintain gap discipline, to not give up those big plays. And also, the other thing, this is an offensive line that is prone to getting holding calls. So if the Giants can get them in space and get those matchups, some of those times, their feet are going to get beaten. That flag is going to come out.
And by the way, talking about sloppy with the football, you know, Jones is tied for 2nd in the NFL with 4 lost fumbles.
And that's one of the things as a young player, as a rookie. Yeah, you can be explosive, but when you turn over the football, your value goes way down.
And, of course, if they're not running it, that means they're throwing it. And they do have quite a combination with Garcon and DeSean Jackson. Now, they're together for only the 4th time this year. Remember, Jackson missed the earlier Giants game with a hamstring.
Yeah, he had the hamstring, and now they're hoping that he gets back to his deep threat form. But Pierre Garcon is one of the most physical runners with the football after catch. And you can't leave out Crowder. Crowder has made some plays and has that deep threat ability. But once again, they haven't been able to really get those shots downfield to really complete this offense because DeSean Jackson being out so much.
The other guy they love to throw it to, of course, is tight end Jordan Reed. Now, this is a guy who was tied for 4th among NFL tight ends with 6 touchdown receptions. And, you know, when he's healthy, he's a little nicked up right now, he's very dangerous.
You know, that's a great thing to say because the big question mark about Jordan Reed is always his durability. Will he be able to take those big hits? Will he be able to stay on the field? And the one thing you have to look back is to go back to that first game when the Giants played him. He really hurt us in that first game.
One of the things I thought that I really looked at when I was trying to scout this game is that the defense is struggling against the run for Washington when we flip it to the other side. On first down, they're giving up over 5 yards per carry on the ground, which, of course, then puts them in a bad spot, and you get these kinds of numbers after that.
I mean, just go back and look at this Carolina game. Carolina had the time of possession 38 minutes in this game. So if you're able to wear down this defense, if you're able to stay out on the field, you're going to force Kirk Cousins into throws, but also it allows you to take advantage of the flaws that they have up front because they have not been able to be run stymied like they've wanted to, and that back secondary and safeties, they're shaky in coverage.
All right, let's continue to talk about their defense for a second. And Ryan Kerrigan obviously is their leading pass rusher. Now, one thing I want to mention to you, though, week 3 against the Giants, against Eric Flowers, he only had 1 solo tackle. And by the way, they move him around a lot. He's not going to be on the left side all the time or the right side. He'll stunt up the middle. He does a lot of things.
I know they're saying it because he's playing with a broken hand, which is something that you want to test in the run game, is to go after him. But I think the biggest factor with Ryan Kerrigan is there's no other opposing threat like they used to have with Brian Arakipo on the other side. Now he is not winning all of those one-on-one battles, and as an offensive line, that's the one guy you know you can slide your protection to.
David, what do you make of the fact that the Redskins, all four wins have come at home, and they really do look like a different team down there?
They play much more comfortable. They play more physical at home. But this is a game that, like I said, if the Giants' run defense can stop them and put the game in Kirk Cousins' hands, it's going to play right into Steve Spagnuolo's system.
Yeah, it'd be great if Big Blue gets up on them in a hurry, because you want Cousins to have to put the game on his shoulders. That'll do it for this edition of Giants Press Conference Live. Remember, MSG is your regional network for New York Giants football all season long. We'll see you next time.